Whenever I'm in doubt about the things I do, I listen to the High Street Wailing Sounds in a queue. I go off for my walking, sailing social news. Don't let it get me down. I'm long in the tooth. But it's a harmony in my head. Yes, music can drown out and pretty much make you forget about all the darkness in the world. Darkness mostly generated by social media and just regular TV news in general. Just like Buzzcocks did. On the 4th of July, 1979, 44 years ago this week, they released their brand new single, Harmony in My Head, with Something's Gone Wrong Again on the B-side. The standout vocalist on this track was not Pete Shelley, who normally commanded much of the band's lead singing. It was guitarist and co-founder Steve Diggle. He was branching out on his own and certainly had enough catchy melodies, some harmonious, and catchy lyrics to go along with it, that he really didn't need to rely on Shelley to write a hit song. And Harmony in My Head was a top 20 hit for Buzzcocks in the UK. Just focus on the word harmony on that track. You're going to hear plenty of harmonies which will help you drown out the darkness, the bad social media and TV media generated news, whether it's about the inconsistent economy, affirmative action getting the shit end of the stick, that over hyped goes very well with excessive beer-guzzling sport of NASCAR running amok through Lakeshore Drive and the streets of downtown Chicago. You can drown out such dark news and such dark happenings in the world by way of music. And harmonious vocals, mostly three parts, definitely make you take notice. They make you forget about everything else. The Larvets certainly have harmonious vocals. Two and three part, which don't always get a full-length treatment in any one of the three of the songs of their debut EP, Happy Go Lucky Times, but they're there. And I'm going to be talking to two out of the four members of the Larvets, including Bob Town and Nick Reese. They'll be calling in to talk about just how harmonious vocal-wise they'll get on stage when they play Punk Rock Tacos 31, Zemitis Poblanis, Saturday, July 8th. That same night, a band whose guitars and drums and even the supple, intimate, yet angst-written vocal of Audrey Queen, Bullet to the Heart, will be rocking in perfect harmony on stage, opening for Gemini Syndrome at Top Fuel Saloon in Braidwood. This is one of their major local tour dates around here before they head out west and southwest to open for legendary ex-Deep Purple and trapeze vocalist Glenn Hughes and legendary 80s guitar shredder Yngwie Malmsteen. Did have Audrey and Draven DC, the drummer and co-founder of Bullet to the Heart, on just about 3 weeks ago, talking about these upcoming tour dates. No better example of vocal harmonies than the genre of power pop. 2 years ago this week, Off-Broadway went their harmonious way without longtime lead singer Cliff Johnson. And right before Cliff passed away at the age of 70, a year ago this month, July 16th, 2022. Off-Broadway played a couple of gigs without him, as he had become gravely ill. Jim Cunningham filled the shoes, but we'll go back to a time, and it happened on the 4th of July, that Off-Broadway, opening for Cheap Trick, first made their harmonious and chiming guitar chords known. Our rock back, the audacity of some metal bands, by name, reveal themselves to be harmonious in a very angst-ridden, unclean, grunting way. Audacity, out of the southwest Chicago burbs, did just that. When, 10 years ago this week, I invited them into the Cat 105.5 studio, Local Loft episode 284. Guitar chords, thunderous drums, and angelic, high-energy lead vocals and backing vocals all come together to reveal, in perfect harmony, the original metal, punk, alt-rock, prog-rock, and power-pop scene of Chicagoland, which gets the royal, harmonious spotlight on this podcast.
Okay, we're going for the Larvets. I won't be staying with you. Don't mess
around. On this Independence Day weekend, you have the freedom to rock your ass off and just do it back to basics here, folks. The Larvets, a four-piece band out of Chicago, the back to basics rock and roll style is emphasized here. There's plenty of melodic guitars, but what really stands out is their vocal harmonies. They've just released a debut three-track EP, Happy Go Lucky Times. These guys were featured back at International Pop Overthrow in April. And while you're munching away on ground beef, you can check them out at Punk Rock Tacos 31. It's going to be at Villa Park, Zemitis Poblanis, this coming Saturday. I have Bob Town and also Chip from the Larvets. Guys, welcome to the show. Describe Describe your style to me and to the local Lost listening audiences here, because I get kind of a nice little 60-ish garage band style here, just back to basics, straightforward rock and roll, those vocal harmonies thrown in. How would you describe your sound to anybody who checks you out for the first time?
I think you hit it on the head pretty close. We always have a problem trying to describe who we are. Everyone always asks genre. It's really hard to nail that down. We're just basically doing back to basics, and we do have a lot of influences come from the 60s garage style rock and roll. I came from a kind of a punk background, but we get thrown in with a lot of punk bands, which is great, and they all love us, and we end up playing a lot of circuits with some great punk bands, but we're just there to rock, man. I mean, that's it.
It's more power pop than punk when I listen carefully, and the lyrics are pretty catchy too. Songs about the women who are giving guys the cold shoulder, basically, like happy-go-lucky times. The title track, that really sticks out to me. What's the inspiration behind writing that one, Bob? The title track.
Actually, Chip,
I did the music for it like 3 or 4 years ago, pre-pandemic. And I was in a different band at the time, and I had brought it to them saying, hey, I got this idea, what do you think of it? Well, the lyrics that came back, I just didn't like it. I didn't have to go lucky times for that song, you know? Strutting down Fifth Avenue shopping or something.
Happy is certainly a mood that you guys carry throughout the three songs here. It's really kind of difficult when upon first listen that something fishy's going on here. Have you thought about a follow-up to this EP, to the debut EP? Because this came out last April, so have you thought about the new one, and how is that going to sound compared to this debut?
Well, we got a list of some new songs that we've had during the recording of the EP, and that we're going to put on a full length soon. Hopefully we're getting in the studio this winter. But really, it's been a lot. It's difficult to get everything nailed down into a recording, mainly because we don't have that much time.
I mean, yeah, three of us have kids, and like the resort of Bell,
we're trying to play as many shows as we can.
Yes, family matters definitely come first here, but I think you've done a great job in the three songs that are on the debut EP, and I am looking forward to definitely what you're going to put out next. And if there's any new material from the Larvettes, it will come at Punk Rock Tacos 31, and you guys are amongst 12 different bands, including Lollygagger, who is going to be the headline act. And this is always a fun time. I've always been meaning to come out there, not just because the appetite here. Well, it's an appetite for music, let me tell you, Bob, more so than an appetite for crunchy little Tex-Mex confections here. But the two go very well, and Sumitas Poblanas is where you want to be July 8th to check out the Larvettes. I'd like to thank Bob and Chip from the Larvettes for talking to us. For more and to sample their three-track EP, you can check it out on Spotify, Amazon Music, or go to the Larvettes Facebook page. Thank you very much for talking to us about the Larvettes today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Almost 2 years ago, I first played an example of a totally Hispanic and bilingual song sung in a native tongue. It was Nada from Claudio Guajardo and Citizen. Mexico Despierta. I'm not a native Hispanic speaker, so I hope I didn't butcher that. The band is Conciencia Total, and that's going to be the appropriate dinner music for many of you attending Punk Rock Tacos 31. They contain at least three native Hispanic-speaking members, and it's from their second EP, Otro Día, which they released in September of 2019. Conciencia Total, one of nueve. I learned that bit of Spanish from Sesame Street back in the 70s. Maybe a lot of you did too. Nine. One of nine bands playing Punk Rock Tacos this coming Saturday, July 8th, at Cenitas Poblanas in Villa Park, along with Lollygagger, who's the main headliner. When We Was Kids and Acton's Dictum from Berwyn, The Neighborhood Threat, Kalita's Time Bomb. We featured them on Local Loft early on this year, back in January. Grey Trash Aliens, Conciencia Total, The Larvets, and Quantum. My thanks to Bob Town of The Larvets for calling in about their upcoming Punk Rock Taco show. Before just pronouncing that in a non-native Hispanic tongue, that's really the first totally Hispanic song title I announced during my long radio career since Eres Tú by Mocedades. That was a pretty big top 40 hit sung in its native tongue back in 1974 and was played quite a lot on top 40 Chicago radio giants WLS and WCFL back in the day. Speaking of both radio stations, I do have some sad news to pass along. A radio legend has finally found his way behind the mic in rock and roll heaven. If you haven't heard by now, maybe you have because it's all over social media, especially Facebook, the legendary Dick Biondi has passed away at the age of 90. I met Dick once when I was interning at one of the radio stations he made famous, Magic 104, back in the late 80s. It was quite nice to me. He had a reputation for some for being a rather curmudgeon. I'm not going to go into details here, but just being in the same room with Dick Biondi is something in a dream come true in this case. Not really growing up in the era where Dick was king of the radio and was the first American radio DJ to play the Beatles. He did that back in 1963, just the year before the Fab's big invasion of the U.S. and touching down on American soil. I remember Dick from a short stint he did on the biggest top 40 radio station of the time, B96, and he had to play all modern stuff. He couldn't play any old Beatles or Elvis from the 60s. Didn't fit the station's format. I'm going to play you something from the Wild Italian B96 era of 1983. This also was not on that radio station and didn't fit its format, but The Kind released their second album pretty much around the time Biondi was Morning Man on B96, and then he jumped ship to Magic 104 and got back to his zone, his atmosphere. Search Dick Biondi B96 on YouTube and you'll find an air check from August 15th of 40 years ago. Had to get used to back announcing and back selling and even front selling Men at Work, Tacos, Putting on the Ritz, just songs that totally were out of his ballpark, so to speak. Dick adopted. He wasn't morning guy on B96 for long, but at least he was on there. He even threw a bit of reverb on his mic wraps, reminiscent of his heyday at LS and CFL. But The Kind's second album, Pain and Pleasure, was out in the summer of 1983. It's just too bad he didn't get to back announce or front sell any songs from it, because I do remember B96 just slightly playing Loved by You from their self-titled debut of a year earlier than that, but LS was all over that song. Not so much with this album. The corporates came in, the format got more restricted and tight. Jocks were given a playlist and you couldn't divert from it. We don't have such a playlist on this podcast. And I'm sure the owner and producer of both Kind albums, the late great Gary Loizzo, remembers Biondi spinning his former band, The American Breed, on the Big 89 and Super CFL. Gary produced not only the self-titled debut from The Kind in 1982, but Pain and Pleasure as well. From that, maybe the appropriate song, because a lot of us who grew up listening to Dick Biondi and making him one of our favorite radio voices of all time, this seems just like a bad dream, but he certainly had an illustrious life and career in his 90 years of life. RIP Dick. Bad Dream from The Kind on Local Loft.
Every day you've been break, live music from Chicago favorites off Broadway.
You know them from their hit singles in the 80s, including this one, Stay in Time.
If you had to pick a way in which the sound of this differs overall from off-Broadway, how would you say the sound is different on The Little Crimes?
I'm not trying at all to continue the power pop sound of off-Broadway. A lot of these tunes are half feel-good, and they're positive, and they're happy, even though the first cut on The River seems a little dark. And there are a couple of heavier, darker tunes on it, but for the majority, it's all about redemption. Love, 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 till tomorrow.
My early stuff, and I don't mean to slap myself on the back, but it kind of coincides with what's happening now, which is interesting. So I thought I'd take that retro stuff and move it forward.
as all-American as apple pie and fireworks. And exploding onto the stage in the Rockford suburb of Pecatonica 44 years ago on July 4th, 1979, a band who was about to have a big bang of a year thanks to the surprising success of their major label debut album On, Off-Broadway. From one of the many concerts I saw and even introduced them on stage. Did that twice when they reunited in 1996 and 97 at their home away from home, Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, where this weekend the Americana Music Festival is going on, as it does every 4th of July weekend. But Off-Broadway first made their mark opening for Cheap Trick, and there's footage to prove it. Actual 30mm film footage that is posted on YouTube. 2 years ago this week, on that same July 4th, Off-Broadway tried to duplicate and bring back many memories of the 1979 show opener when they once again opened for Cheap Trick in Rockford at a 4th of July hometown concert. Yet something was missing. Cliff Johnson, gravely ill, an illness he would eventually succumb to in the second week of July 2022. U.S. Girls, certainly the most patriotic thing they've done, and it was on their second album, Quick Turns, for Atlantic back in 1980. One of the U.S. biggest goth rock girls is definitely Audrey Queen. She certainly is making her mark, sinking her teeth into a couple of very big tours with her band Bullet to the Heart. One of those is coming up July 9th, a week from this Sunday. Top Fuel Saloon in Braidwood. They open for Gemini Syndrome, but that's just part of a huge schedule of activity, including 8 dates in support of Texas Hippie Coalition. One of those dates they actually played the Forge in Joliet last month. And then it's on down south to Dallas. They open up for former Deep Purple guitarist, singer, and trapeze vocalist Glenn Hughes. And as summer starts to wind down, New Orleans, Dallas, and Tempe, Arizona, just a couple of dates where Bullet to the Heart is supporting legendary 80s guitar shredder Yngwie Malmsteen on a 40th anniversary reunion tour of his Trilogy album. Their latest video has over 1 million views on YouTube. I did mention sink their teeth into things. It's twilight time for Bullet to the Heart with that video. They certainly are head and fangs above the rest as far as goth rock bands go nowadays. Take a look at the video, or just try to picture in your head how much Audrey Queen invokes the gothic nature of Kristen Stewart in the Twilight movies as Bella. Cut number 2 off Death, Oddities, and Romance, the latest from Bullet to the Heart. Check them out opening for Gemini Syndrome on Sunday, July 9th at Top Fuel Saloon in Braidwood. It's Revenant on Local Loft.
What's up, Bloodline? Bullet to the Heart has a very special event coming up.
I'm very happy to be here, and yes, I still struggle, but it gets easier and easier every day, especially having the guys around, having Draven as my support system, and having our fans, our Bloodline.
Bye.
It's the kind of subject matter you hope never to have nightmares about. Yet, sometimes when you listen to death metal, nightmares are right behind it. It's sort of like an after effect. In fact, not sort of. It could be a total after effect. I think that's the surrealistic nature that The Other Scathe is going for. When the Dark Comes to Life is the title track to the band's 2022 full length, which was out just a few weeks before Halloween last year. And they've been laying dark gothic images on people in earnest, and not all of them satanic in nature, since their debut album Razors of Unrest back in 2006. And after following the dark and gothic and somewhat vampirific image of Audrey Queen with fake fangs, watch the video for Bull to the Heart's Revenant. Audrey's done a pretty much like a modern day Kristen Stewart, aka Bella in Twilight. Maybe that's not her image, but there's vampire images and much more to The Other Scathe. This coming Saturday, July 8th at Reggie's Music Joint, along with Dissenter, who's brought gothic and vampirish images to the masses since they first got together in the mid-90s out of the East Coast, Abraded and Derangement. For more details about the show, go to reggieslive.com. All these images of Dick Biondi and his early days with news of his passing at the age of 90 are coming back to me, and not just because I interned and met him once at Magic 104 WJMK back in 1988, but also images of Dick actually spinning records when you could only do that. No computerized hard drives, no restricted playlists. You had turntables in front of you, and you had to make sure you queued the song up right so you didn't hear that ram at the beginning. And that's what I'm going to do. I have a turntable. I'm going to play Dick Biondi for a while. One of the many bands Dick first featured and helped to bring up was the Ides of March. I was watching footage of his 50th anniversary show on 94.7 WLS, and he did invite he who knows no age range, no age boundary, at least as far as his hair color is concerned, Jim Peterik. Now, of course, after the Ides of March, and Dick first spun the Berwyn-based band's first hit, which did not feature any horns, trumpets, trombones whatsoever, you wouldn't listen. Way after, Jim put together Survivor. And I know I'm a bit late on this one, folks, but I have to spin this one. I have it on 45, and not the version you heard on the station Dick Biondi made famous, WLS. They played the album version from their second Premonition when it was released in the fall of 1980, but was a little late in the timing of the release because this song is all about this mostly hot, humid, oppressive, and sometimes excessively rainy season of summer. So grab images of being young and innocent and living fast, and maybe even summer romance before their lasting period is up. From good old glorious 45 RPM vinyl, it's one that classic rock radio stations in this city should take more seriously, but they don't. It's all Eye of the Tiger, Summer Nights from Survivor on Local Loft.
Girl, it always seems about September. That's the time, again, I remember the lights and all the fun of those summer nights. Young and innocent and living fast. Didn't know enough to know that a summer love can't last. Can't last. Do you remember those summer nights?
Dancing in the light of love.
Summer nights.
there's been way more then than now as far as the run of Zion Illinois' Shoes is concerned. There's the B-side to Too Late. That was one of two singles off their major label debut album for Elektra Records, Present Tense, released back in the fall of 79. It was this week in 1978, they released the first version of Tomorrow Night, the debut single from that album, on their own Black Vinyl Records label. Shoes singer and founder Jeff Murphy has also been featured on the State of Sound podcast, which is broadcast mostly live from studios inside the museum itself. In the episode featuring the interview with Jeff aired back in December of 2021, he goes into a very detailed history about the band's beginnings and about the making of those three Elektra albums, Present Tense, Tongue Twister, and Boomerang, at the State of Sound Hall at the Illinois Rock Museum. Shoes are featured in the mobile display as you walk by that part of the exhibit. I've seen a copy of Electrified, which is the three-disc box set containing everything they recorded for Elektra, including all three major label albums, at Rolling Stone Records in Norwich. You can pick yourself up a copy there while one's still around, but grab it while you can. Once something like that sells out, it's really hard to get another one. It's not really your goal as an original metal, punk, alt-rock, power pop, or prog rock band from the original Chicagoland music scene to be immortalized in a museum. Now is it? That'd be nice along the way. You just want somebody to recognize you without the museum's involvement. Get your music to us here at Local Loft and you'll be enshrined in the minds, the hearts, and the ears of so many listeners around the world. Get your music to me digitally, MP3, wave, or FLAC, or send me a Spotify, Amazon Music, or other podcast or internet link to your songs, or do it physically, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape, timlamp1@yahoo.com, timcatdg@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll send you a mailing address if you send me anything physical. You can download this podcast on podbean.com or stream it on Spotify, Amazon Music, or the Podbean app. We've got some real fireworks of the hardcore metal kind to close out this edition of Local Loft. 10 years ago this week, a four-piece interracial hardcore band, Audacity, out of the Joliet area made themselves known. However, their career was not to be too much more explosive, but they certainly provided the sonic blast as I invited them into the Cat 105.5 studio on the 4th of July, 2013. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
I'm just going to volume check real quick.
At the 4th of July, everybody, this is Paulie, this is Domino, and we're from Audacity, and you're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
The Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. There's no limitations, just a constantly expanding Southlands hard rock and metal scene whose bands and artists hope to move up in their careers through radio and internet exposure. On our airwaves Thursday night at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. The chance for any local band to play on a national festival will get them recognized by more fans than when they first began. More that they could possibly imagine. Audacity is a five-man hardcore metal band from Roselle. They're one of 10 Chicago area metal acts playing for a spot at Mayhem Fest, July 27th at First Midwest Bank Amphitheater. But the competition to vie for a spot of that Saturday and Sunday at another hole in the wall in Steger, two bands will be chosen each night and could be rocking the stages at First Midwest Bank Amphitheater, joining Rob Zombie and Five Finger Death Punch as well as Mastodon. From the band Audacity, one of the bands vying for a spot, we have Mike Domino, who is their guitarist, and also Paul, their bass player. Guys, welcome to the show tonight. Why did you choose Mayhem Fest? What do you think you have to offer musically that no other band who's in this competition can't?
What we offer is something I think is extremely genuine and heartfelt, at least from a metal perspective. There's no gimmicks. We come out there and we pretty much give you what you want to get as far as hard-hitting metal. It's what the fans want to hear. It's no cookie-cutter stuff. It's all original metal,
and we want you to sweat with us.
Yeah, come 3 weeks from Saturday, July 27th, a lot of people will be actually sweating. Unless we get these upper 60-degree temperatures for highs, then we're getting into a summer ice age. Very detailed production, it's very punchy, but you have that intense screaming that Rob Zombie and Five Finger Death Punch, the main headlining acts on Mayhem Fest, they don't scream as intense as you guys, and especially your new singer, Tony Castile. And let's hear one of the tracks that they will present in vying for that spot on the Mayhem Fest this weekend, and another hole in the wall in Steger, Origins of Extinction, on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. It is Audacity on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Catch. You can find that track, Origin of Extinction, and many others from their EP of last year on a SoundCloud link that is on their Facebook page, and they're vying for a spot to compete at Mayhem Fest July 27th, First Midwest Bank Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Day one of that two-day competition happens at another hole in the wall in Steger this Saturday. Mike Domino, the guitarist, and Paulie, the bassist, are joining me on the line. A lot of stuff is going on in your music. Definitely the screaming vocal of your singer Tony Castile is front and center. But what else do you think is a defining element in your music? What else stands out?
It's our backbone, man. The bass and the drums together. It's what drives the whole overall project to let people feel what we're doing up on stage. A lot of people tell us, he's like, you guys not only have them and make the music travel, but we feel you when you're playing. Like, people know when we're playing. I think the most integral part of what we do is we have the backbone there. That's what we are.
So much intricacy with what the guitars are doing, and it's really flashy, dashy, lead singer, but if you don't have a solid foundation for pretty much anything, it'll eventually fail at some point in time.
You get a little lost if you don't got a solid foundation. That's what we do together as a team, and Paulie and I, we've been jamming together for years.
Oh,
so
God, yeah.
Me and him together and our guitar chemistry together, it's locked on. He just knows when to come in right away when it comes to his solo. And me and him, when we're writing, it just comes at ease. All three of us together really sit down and write some crazy stuff together.
We take a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, we got this script, sound good, okay, let's just, you know, put it up. We actually take the time, we go through it. Okay, well, what makes it work? Do we make it better? We're very meticulous when we actually do work.
And we'll throw it out there too. We'll let people listen to it even before the song's done. Be like, hey, what do you guys think about this riff? I'll go ahead and I'll punch everything in. I got a little studio going on over here at the house. I'll get stuff recorded, and I'm like, all right, let's show a couple of one of our new songs to some of our friends, see what they say. And we usually get the reaction that we want to hear. And they're like,
yeah,
that's awesome, you know.
Yeah, so it's not all just exactly what you want everyone else to hear. We actually care about what the fans want to hear, too.
Yeah.
So that really goes to the next one.
Without those fans, being a metal band now these days, you got to really, really be able to do a lot and go over the head for your fans. And we really appreciate everyone that has supported us for the last years here, and it means a lot to us.
The lyric writing is very meticulous too, and I like the attitude of take charge of your life in the song we just heard, Origins of Extinction. People are going to try and push you around, but don't let it get to you. Just take charge of your life and don't take any BS, in other words. I like that as well, and I'm sure that's going to really catch on the fans. It'll take them a couple of listens to really get the lyrical message down, but you got all your lyrics printed on SoundCloud next to all the downloads. It's a great thing you got going, meticulous in all fronts here, guys. You're definitely going to present present a very strong challenge. There's so many other bands, Legions of Rom out of Chicago, Rob Pito and Central Disorder, bands I've featured on the show in the past couple of years. It's going to be one hell of a battle between all of you competing for this spot, but you guys are going to be serious kick-ass competition. So check them out for the Battle of Mayhem Fest. Audacity will be playing there along with about 10 other bands, as I mentioned, day number one, which is Saturday, at another Hole in the Wall in Steger, and there's also another day after that on Sunday. Guys, good luck with that Mayhem Fest bid.
All right, thanks, man.
Paulie, the bassist, and also Mike Domino, the guitarist of Audacity. You'll find this one in a SoundCloud link on their Facebook page from their EP of last year, Anthem of the Fallen, on Homegrown Tones and the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
Sure, serious or not, it's all you don't deserve now.